Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we're getting out of the road, man. I tell you what, we're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road several times this month, but first things first, we were Fadley's last week, great time, Matt Campbell, my friend Bill Cole, we had just an unbelievable Jeff Ratno, great conversations about the future of the city and downtown. That was on Friday. On Tuesday, we went to Costas before we got the Bengals and the Ravens underway. Had a great, great day there with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, trying to get me to be the visionary of the year. We'll see how that goes. I never felt qualified to be man of the year. Dominic and Katie came out from Leukemia Lymphoma Society while my wife was in Paris jamming with Madonna. And we also had a visit from my friend Stan Jablonski and also the principal of Dundalk High School, current principal, Paul Satterfield, talking about the state of education and what it's like to be a student post-COVID, also what it's like to be a parent and to be a teacher. So we had great, great conversations, but we're going to be taking on the road next week. This guy's going to be participating. We're going to be at Pappas in Parkville. A long time since I've been to Pappas in Parkville. I've been utilizing the Cockeysville location for so long, but we're going to be at Parkville on Tuesday. I've got some great guests lined up, including this guy. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have a handful of Raven scratch-offs to give away. I'm about to bring in-house the scented Maryland Lottery scratch-off tickets. I'll have the gingerbread and also the peppermint. So please, by all means, maybe we'll have those at Pappas, but probably not till the week after. We go to Coco's. We're going to be on Thursday, the 29th, we're at Coco's in Lauraville. 30th, we're going to be at the BMA and at Gertrude's. Legendary crab cake I haven't had. Dan Rogers is going to be joining us. Odette Ramos is going to be there as well. And then on Friday, December the 1st, I've already set up Tom Kelso, former Maryland Stadium Authority chair, is going to come out. We're going to talk about money and stadiums and revenue. At Hollywood Casino in Perryville, which I drove by on my way to see Tommy Conwell up in Philadelphia the other night. This guy is going to be joining me at Pappas Parkville. And, dude, I don't know when I get together with you whether we're going to be like Wonder Twins and my picks are going to go the opposite direction. But it can't hurt to finally meet you in person because my picks have just really gone into the stinker. I mean, I almost came under the weather here this week and didn't want to face the reality of my 5-9 lousy weekend. But you had some stinkers early on and you showed up. So I feel like I need to be here. Christian Horton is here. He is a sportsbook manager of all things Hollywood Casino in Perryville. He will be with us on December the 1st. When we bring the show on the road, the Crab Cake Tour, I may turn it into a salmon BLT tour. When I get up there, cause I love that salmon BLT they have at the sportsbook up there. Christian, how are you? My picks were really lousy last week and I don't keep track of your picks and you could lie to me if you want, but I don't think you need to. I think you probably picked really well last week, right? I mean, you came to life, right?
Unfortunately not. No. I was right there with you. You actually beat me again. I was 4-10 last
what?
Week. Yeah, 4-10.
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, yeah, you took the Ravens. Okay. Mm-hmm. You took New England. Oh,
that's another loss.
You took the Chargers.
Chargers, yep. We had
you
Chicago.
The Giants. You took 16.5 points with the Giants, which probably look, I can't pick on you, dude. I was 5-9. It was lousy. I'm glad I picked the Browns, right? They saved me. You know, here's what I won on last week. You ready for this? This is how neutral Chad Steele's made me. You ready? You ready?
Right.
Not only did I pick against the Ravens, which I didn't do in any of 27 years, because I'm taking this seriously with you. I got to come and, like, face you, face real gamblers, act like an expert. I am on the season, I want to say, 78-70-4. So I'm still – I mean, 11 weeks in, I'm 8 games over and 4 pushes. I am where I am, right? But I would just say this. Here are the games I won on last week. I won picking the Indianapolis Colts in Germany. My wife attended that game with Patriot fans, no less. All of them, Patriot fans. They were unhappy. You were unhappy. Bill Belichick's unhappy. Bob Kraft's on. Everybody's unhappy. I took the Colts. I took the Steelers. I took the Browns and the points. I didn't think they beat the Ravens, but they did. I took the Cowboys. I won on the Cowboys. You know how much I hate the Cowboys? And then I won on the Lions, which, I mean, whoever wins on the Lions. The Lions haven't won in 50 years. So those are my 5 victories. So this week, you know, listen, there's no heart in this. There's no anti or pro Mike Tomlin. There's none of that going on like you are where you keep losing with the Patriots. You're going to lose with the Patriots this week? You can't.
You can't. No, they're on a bye. They're on a bye this week.
All right. Well, enough. I thought you actually, your picks were okay. Now that I've looked at your picks, I'm like, you're like sub 500 on a year, right? So I should feel at least good about myself.
No, under 500. Last week put me at 69, 77, and 4. So, I was 500 the week before, but then, the 4-10 got me worse.
This is really tough to do, right? I mean, you manage a sports book in Hollywood Casino. People come up to you and say, "What do you think?" They do that to me on the radio. "What do you think?" And that's why I did this exercise this year. And I told somebody this week, I think on the air, Leonard Raskin, I told on the air. I said, "Leonard, if I'm going to be serious about this next year, and you and me, and we work this out, John, Amy, and we're actually doing this next year, and I hope we are, and I'm coming up, and I've loved doing this every week as an exercise. But I think next year I want you to give me some pen play money that's real but fake, right? Like where I would take a $150 a week, just $200, whatever, $100 a week, whatever the number is. Not something crazy like a grand, because I don't want to act like a real gambler and where I'm really wagering $1,000 a week, which is, we tell people not to wager that much, right? Like just in general. But we'll do something normal. But then I get to use it like fantasy football, where I'm drafting, where I look at a game and I'm like, all right, I'll put some Brill Cream in my hair. And this is my 5-star special. It's $50 this week. So I'll do my whole New York accent. And so I want to do it where I'm not doing the same every week, because I do think there's some weeks where I'm like, I don't like this game at all. That's a 5-cent bet. And there's some weeks where I'm like, this is a 50 cent bet. This is like, I like this pick. I want to get ahead. And I think that's the way real gamblers would do it. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, no. A real gambler wouldn't pick every single game in the NFL.
Correct.
You know what I
Correct.
mean?
Right,
Like, yeah,
right, right, right.
that's
Fair
absolutely
enough. So this would give me a chance to pick every game and then see these are the three that I'm putting a little bit more do re mi on, just so I'm invested, and then we could see how I would do over the year. But it still wouldn't be right, because I wouldn't bet on every game. To your point, you just wouldn't do that.
Exactly. No, like you were saying, you pick three or four games that you really like, probably 2 1 o'clock games, 2 4 o'clock games, to kind of see how that pans out.
Is
And
that the
really.
way people to do this, that don't lose their minds? And with people that are having fun, and that's what we want people to do when they come to Hollywood Casino at Perryville with us on the first, or if you're there to stay and see Kirk's band, or you want to bet on the Maryland Indiana game on the first, please do all that. But this is for fun, man, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah, like you said, yeah, it's just for fun. Really for watching. You can't watch all the 1 o'clock games by themselves, all at once, unless you have a billion TVs available to you. But you just pick three or four games that you really like and let it ride out and kind of see how it goes. And yeah, I kind of like that idea of you coming up and picking three or four games and see how it goes for the season.
All right, so here we go. I want to, on the record, 78, 70, and 4 on the season. A lousy 5-9 last week, but we're going to get back on the grid here with picks. So I'm going to do the Ravens Bengals game last, very much on purpose, okay? And the reason for that is it's Thursday night. We always pick it last anyway. But by the time you hear this, if you're hearing this on Saturday or Sunday out on AM 1570, or watching this out on our YouTube or Instagram, or Lord knows, I'm not on TikTok yet, but I will be. I needed some Tic Tacs to wash out the bad taste in my mouth last week. All right, Tennessee, Jacksonville. Let's go 1 o'clock games here. Man, who is Jacksonville? I don't know. Like, I'm inclined to pick them. I'm inclined to think when the Ravens get there a month from now, it's going to be a tough game. But what San Francisco did to them is sort of like pulls the lead out of the engine a little bit. 6.5 points. I'm taking Tennessee in this one. I there's some times this week I'm going to lay a lot of lead, because there's a lot of lead. I mean, 10.5, 11.5. I mean, there's big spread, 12.5. There's big spreads out there. 6.5 with Tennessee, I'm going to go ahead and take it.
Unfortunately, I'm gonna go Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence was under a lot of criticism last week for his play against the 49ers, and I think he kind of responds to that. But Tennessee, they're not much for me. I don't think they can compete with Jacksonville. They didn't do well against Tampa Bay last week, and they had the rookie Will Levis out there. So I'm gonna take Jacksonville to beat them up a little bit.
Put that damn Pastorini jersey back on, maybe to get somewhere. The w Washington Commanders and the New York Football Giants. I mean, this is one here where I think it all agree the Commanders aren't very good. 9.5 points. It really speaks to where we are with the Giants. Some of these teams, Carolina, how we feel about these teams and how gamblers feel about these teams. 9.5 points on a bad team, and I'm taking it. I'm taking the Washington football team.
Okay, yeah, no, I like Washington also. I got seven. This is they're playing the Jets, correct?
No, I have the Giants and the Commanders at 9.5.
Giants and Commanders.
Yeah, you
Oh,
got.
sorry. I did. Sorry, I'm on the Giants on this one with the 10.5. I now see it where I
so went you got wrong. A 10.5. I got 9.5, right?
You got 9.5. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I got 10.5. That's why I'm like, where have you seen the 9.5 at? All right, we'll go with your 9. We'll go with your 9. I'm still gonna go with the Giants with the 9, especially because you know, it's a division game. They always play it tough. So yeah, I like
10.5 on Washington. They're yeah, terrible.
That's
what
I know. That's why I jumped
if it goes
out.
To 10.5, I may take the Giants.
That's exactly. I was like, I had to take the Giants with 10.5. So
I mean, that's what you have to do on these bad games. And again, this is a 5-cent game to me. This is a game like I'm like, I don't know what Jacksonville. I would stay away. It's these teams that are inconsistent. If you're wagering, you just stay away from inconsistency, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. You stay away from that. You kind of see who they are and maybe bet them later down the season. But yeah, no, definitely stay away from these games. Personally, I would. Yeah, but I'm still gonna take the Giants with the 9.5.
I tell you what, this is how lines move. I did my thing 30 minutes ago. Miami was 12.5. I now have it at 12 with the Raiders. Miami's at home. You talk about scoring a lot of points. The reason you take Miami here is you think they can score a lot and you think they can stop the Las Vegas Raiders coming 3-time distances in the morning. I'm taking Miami. I just think they'll score enough. I think 12.5 is a lot of lead. There's a lot of reason to take Vegas.
Yeah, no, this is one of the spreads that jumped out, you know, especially a double-digit spread. It doesn't happen much in the NFL. But, yeah, I'm going to take the Raiders with this one. I think they're kind of coming to be with Antonio Pierce. He's having his coach in there, and the players are responding to him. So I like them with the 12 against Miami.
Now, you know Antonio Pierce is one of Marvin's guys, and anybody that's a Marvin guy is a Nestor guy. So I think we went through this last week a little bit. So, you know, I'm not rooting for the Raiders, but I'm rooting for Antonio Pierce. Houston, 4-point favorites all of a sudden. I think Cincinnati Bengals are buying what they're selling at this point, but I'm going to go ahead and take Houston. That's been a hell of a turnaround there. And D'Amico Ryans, I, you know, much respect. And even from what I saw in week one from CJ Stroud, I have Leonard Raskin on every week. He's Mr. Ohio State. So he's in love with all of this. I'm taking Houston. I'll spread the 4 points against Arizona. And, you know, Arizona with Kyler Murray coming back, fair enough. But yeah, I'll take Houston.
Yeah, I'm with Houston too. You know, they're kind of the dark horse of the AFC, you know. They're coming to be, you know, showing the league that they're actually for real. And it is cool to see them turn around because Houston never really had a great team, you know. So to have a rookie quarterback being led and, you know, them beating the Bengals last week was actually shocking. So I kind of like where they're going. I think they might sneak into the playoffs. But I like Houston this week.
It's interesting you say they might sneak into the playoffs. And that would be like, what a bet that would have been. Right. I mean, you'd have gotten 50-1 on that. Right. I mean,
easily.
To make the playoffs. I mean, like literally just to, like it winning the division, you probably would have gotten 300-1. It's crazy. But I don't know. Are there any other surprise teams? I don't know. The Raiders at 5-5. That kind of shocks me. Denver, they're playing better football. Kind of shocks me, but they're not like good teams. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that there's any team out there that I looked at and said, I thought they'd like the Seahawks are good at 6-3, even though they didn't look good against us, but like 6-3, whatever. I mean, I don't know that, but Houston's the surprise of the whole league, I guess is my point.
No, 100%. They are. Before the season, a lot of people were thinking they were going to have another top 5 draft pick. You know what I mean? But they're, like I said, they're kind of showing that those draft picks actually mattered and they actually did something with them and stacked their team correct. And, you know, they're competing now.
Well, I just hope their former 1-1 runs around for the Ravens on defense here and does something. Speaking of teams that never laid a lot of lead, never had any offseason expectations, I picked them last week. Detroit Lions, 9.5 against Chicago. When the weather gets bad in these tough division games, I mean, it's sort of one of the reasons I would be inclined to think Tennessee could keep it closer with Jacksonville. I think when these teams know each other, it just breeds closer games. Not any, you know, not Hatfield McCoys or whatever, just closer games from teams knowing each other and young players studying up on the team a few weeks ago and kind of coming back and things that went wrong and seeing someone across the line of scrimmage that they saw recently in all of these games. 9.5's a lot, but I'm taking the Lions anyway because I think the Bears are that bad.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I like the Lions also. Bears just not a good team. You know, they're tanking, and, you know, I think they're happily willing to do that. And Detroit is a team that can score a lot. You know, they can put a lot on the Lions, and the Lions are not an offensive team. So I like the Detroit with the 9.
Christian Orton is the sportsbook manager of all things Hollywood Casino up in Perryville, where you get your pen play card. You come out and join us on the 1st of December. You go up there anytime and see great bands on the weekends. Always great service. Like it feels like a boutique casino to me. It's right on the side of the road. You've driven by it 100 times. Jump off. They got the great Wolf Lodge next door. Everything going on up there. Free parking. Great food. But come on out on the 1st. Join us for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Before I get back into the schedule, what's going on this month? Because, I mean, it's Thanksgiving. There's stuff happening. I think the casino's probably a little crazy when the Browns-Ravens thing happened in the fourth quarter the other day, right?
Yeah, no, it was wild. Yeah, a lot of people were upset. But, it's still a good atmosphere. Oh, wow. Sorry. Still a good atmosphere. And, everyone is happy there. You know, everyone's willing to do, willing to come in and have a good time. What we have going on in the casino, basically, we have promotions going on every single day, you know, for free slot play, free promo chips, whatever it might be that we have going on for that day. But at the sportsbook, we have our play and eat promotion, where if you come up to the counter, you have your pin play card, you bet with us $50 or more, you get a dining credit, $15 dining credit to our restaurant. There we have crab cakes, cheese steaks, whatever you can think of. We have such great food, and we also have live bands there on the weekends and also multiple TVs there. So, yeah, it's a really good experience.
Well, I will be there on December 1st having a really good experience as well, and we're going to meet some of the management team and the friends up there who keep the place running every day and welcome you up. And Kirk McEwen's band's playing that night too, so it's going to be a little triple header. We're going to do the Crab Cake Tour. We got the Maryland Indiana game, and then the Petticoat Junction band is going to be ripping at "You're So Bad," best thing I ever had. Hats off to Kirk, who's feeling better and getting back out there and singing it, wearing the top hat and doing all that good stuff. All right, so Pittsburgh, Cleveland. I think about bad beats, and you're ahead 14 points, and first play of the game, Kyle Hamilton with this otherworldly Superman play and all that stuff. I was very dismayed in the aftermath because I watched the aftermath, the post-game press conference, all that stuff on TV, just the way Chad Steele lines it up. And then Luke comes on a show Monday morning. He's like, you do know, like, if the Ravens lose on Thursday night, like, Pittsburgh and Cleveland will be playing for first place. And I'm like, what? Wow. And I'm thinking, no way. So if you're listening to this and the Ravens lost on Thursday, you know, I don't know what to say. I'm going to pick that game a little later on, but I'm taking Pittsburgh here with 3.5 points. I saw Cleveland in the wild the other day. I saw their defense. I believe in their defense. I just think, again, these division games and this rabbit in the hat, at some point Pittsburgh will get their ass kicked by somebody because they're not very good. I just don't think it's the Browns.
Yeah, no. Actually, breaking news. I think this line will actually flip because Deshaun Watson's out for the year. You know, he actually just got this morning diagnosed his arm or shoulder or something. So he's
from 3.5 to 2.5, by the way.
Okay. Yep. So there you go. Yep. That's it. So
they're saying Deshaun Watson's worth a point at home.
Which is that's pretty big. He's the quarterback, you know, so that's pretty wild. But I'm still to take Pittsburgh. I like them to win. I like their defense, especially against the second string quarterback, you know, them not knowing who the quarterback's going to be, preparation and all that stuff. So I like Pittsburgh with the points.
You know, it is amazing. They beat us, right? And John Martin from the Maryland Lottery is a big Browns fan. He's feeling good about himself and all that. And all I can think about with the Browns is that Charlie Brown thing where she pulls the ball out on him and he goes flying up in the air. There would be nothing more appropriate than if Charles Schultz had drawn that with a Browns helmet. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's unbelievable. I'm taking the Steelers. Christian Orton's here from Hollywood. I'm picking well. If you just joined us on the radio, I'm at 78-74, but I stunk last week. We're trying to get back off the schneid, as they say around here. Dallas, 10.5-point favorites against Carolina. A lot of lead delay in Carolina. I won on Dallas last week. Let the good times roll with Dak Prescott and how about them Cowboys? I'm going to lay 10.5 here.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying you on those good times too. I went against the Giants last week and highly regretted it in the first quarter, probably the first 5 minutes. You know, it was 14-0 really quick and it got ugly quick. But I like the Cowboys on this one too. I think the Panthers are, you know, just not a good team at all. You know, they stink all the way around from offense to defense, and I think the Cowboys are going to get on them. How they did last week, or just how they did.
Front running fans piling into Charlotte and jumping in on that. I mean, we've been a part of that as Raven fans when the Carolina Panthers stink. San Francisco 49ers, they don't stink. The Ravens are going to go down there on Christmas night and That'll be something. I don't know how that's going to go. And right now, they're number one in the power rankings, if there is such a thing. 11.5 points at home against Tampa in an afternoon game. I can't find any reason to take Tampa here other than 11.5 points. I mean, again, we talk about all these spreads, double-digit spreads. 11.5 is a lot in the National Football League, but the 49ers have shown that, certainly in Jacksonville last week, that that's not a lot.
Yeah, no, this is the one I'm gonna take the other side. I'm gonna take Tampa Bay with the 11 and a half.
This is how I
Just
bury you, my
because,
friend. Yeah,
or maybe it goes in reverse, but yeah,
I
no, like you said, these double digit spreads are tough. You know, I think one NFL team will cover it, that
Okay,
being
fair
Tampa
enough.
Bay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So you're just taking all the points here with the Raiders and Tampa and saying one of those two will make me right because it's a lot of points.
Exactly, and that's what I'm going to roll with. And I really like Tampa Bay. You know, I like they're a veteran team. You know, they're post Brady. You know, year after Brady, they still had the same team. You know, despite that, they subbed them for Baker Mayfield. But you know, I still like Tampa Bay with the plus 11 and a half.
All right, Seattle going to the Rams. We're into the 4 o'clock games. That's San Francisco games, 4 o'clock game, obviously on the West Coast. Also West Coast at SoFi in LA. Seahawks, 1 point favorite in LA. I'm taking the Seahawks on this. I'm more of a true believer, even though I watched them play 2 weeks ago against the Ravens. I think that was sort of an outlier game all the way around. I think they're a better football team than that. I think there's a lot of stakes here. I think Pete Carroll gets fired up back going to LA for anything. I'll spread the point. I think Seattle wins the game.
Yeah, this is the one I'm gonna go with the Rams on this one. Just because of the defensive pressure that they're gonna put on the Seahawks. I've seen the Seahawks play a few times this year, and they just can't pass block. Like I've seen four games and they take multiple sacks day after day. So I think Aaron Donald might get in there, cause a few disruptions, maybe get a strip sack. So yeah, I like the Rams with the plus one on this.
Yeah, I saw Myles Garrett sack last week. I mean, it's a TJ Watt on a week-by-week basis when you have a game wrecker. And, I mean, the Ravens have Roquan Smith. It's a different kind of game wrecking, Matabike on a week-to-week basis. But you go around and see these players that you really have to scheme around in the modern era. They blow up games. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Bills, 7-point favorites at home. I died on that hill Monday night. I almost died in your casino on that hill, Monday night as well. I don't, I can't, I'll take the points. I've been okay with the Jets. I've lost and won with the Jets this year. I'm just going to take the Jets because I'm getting 7 points. And I think maybe they'll show up and play defense. Maybe they'll take the ball away. And these division games, as I've pointed out, they always tend to be closer than that. So give me 7 points with a dog that can play some defense, maybe not offense, but some defense. Man, and the world's down on the Bills, right?
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you with the Jets with the seven. The Bills are just, I think they came back to life after this 2 year run that they had of are they Super Bowl contenders or are going to the Super Bowl. So yeah, I think the Jets, their defense, yeah, I'm just sold on their defense. They're always tough. They play tough. I think they turn over Josh Allen a few times, so I like them with the seven.
Sunday, 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 the final game of the week, Sunday Night Football. I'll be waiting all day to get to Denver in the thin air, as they say. Boy, this Dobbs thing in Minnesota is interesting. Broncos 2.5 point favorites in week 11. I would have said, who are they playing? Like the broken down Giants? I don't know. Like, I think the Vikings are better than that. I think Sean Payton's done a nice job. Whatever they are, they're competitive, and they certainly weren't last year. Whatever they are, Russell Wilson made a few plays the other night. And I guess stock's up on the Broncos to make them a 2.5 point favorite at home, thin air and all that crap. But I'm going to take the Vikings. I think the Vikings are a better football team. And yeah, the Dobbs character. I every year somebody surfaces in the middle of the year, whether it's a Gardner Minshew, some quarterback we haven't heard of. Last year it was Purdy, right? Maybe this year it's him.
Yeah, no, certainly looking that way. He's playing tough, you know. He's especially with the Vikings teams that's so depleted, you know, injury riddled. They don't have no Justin Jefferson, no KJ Osborne out there. They're kind of just a bunch of second stringers out there playing, and they're playing well. But I like Denver on this one. I think Denver responds to their win off of Buffalo, and like I said, keep stacking it. Earlier in the year, I was saying that they're becoming to Sean Payton's culture. So yeah, I like Denver with the two.
I hate we get to the end of the year and guys have more commercials than they did. They're not playing on Sunday, but their commercials run all day. And I often think like one of the first commercials after the Ravens game is Justin Tucker drinking coffee. And like it was the first commercial with Royal Farms, my sponsor. I love you. What happens if he misses the kick, lose the game? Like I often wonder with the commercials. It is a little weird when they're in the commercial, but they're not playing. And that goes right back to Baker Mayfield and RG3 and all that. But nonetheless, you mentioned Jefferson. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's in the commercials there. It's like Von Miller. He's in the commercials there. Eagles and Chiefs on Monday night. You know, I spent some time in Philly with Tommy Conwell over the weekend. By the way, free plug for December 2nd. Tommy's playing a Wrecker. Please come out. It's going to be a great night. We're going to have a good night. It's going to be a hell of a weekend. I'm with you guys. I have three crab cake tours that week. Coco's, Gertrude's. I'm with you guys on – I'm staying for Kirk McEwen's band up at the Hollywood Casino in Perryville. But then on the 2nd, Tommy Conwell's coming in. So I'm Philadelphia, and they're all super bowled up there from last year and Hurts, so, you know, all that stuff. I'm going to take the Eagles here. I've seen the Bills fall from grace. I mean, Jacksonville fell from grace last week. The Ravens fell from grace last week. I don't know about the Chiefs. I want to see them beat a really good team at home at this point in the season. I want to see them play defense. I want to see Mahomes go out there and play four quarters. I think the Eagles are going to be loaded for this one coming in. And I think the Eagles are getting 3 points here. I'm going to take it. I don't know how close the game's going to be, but I think the Eagles will play well on Monday night out in Kansas City.
Yeah, no, you said it best. You want to see Pat Mahomes play four quarters. You know, the game that they had, I think it was in London, they against the Dolphins, they only played two quarters and almost lost the lead. You know, so, but I like Philly on this one. I like Philly on this one just because of Kansas City. They're struggling a little bit. You know, they're toughing out wins, and it's a Super Bowl rematch. You know, I think Philly's a little upset of how they lost last year. So I think I only like them with the 2.5, but I also like them to win.
By the way, it's 3 now. These it's numbers three. Change. I swear to God, I look at these things an hour before we do this. I've had this yeah. 4 numbers that has moved in an hour. So it's 3. I'm going to call it 3, okay?
Okay,
that way
let's
we
call
get
it 3.
Because we're taking Philly, right? So let's take 3. That way we push if it's 3. So I have it at 3. All right, so we can't even agree on numbers, you and me. I mean, if you come up there on Sunday, it might be different, especially on that Browns game. Now, Deshaun Watson sort of breaking news here. Christian Horton is here. He is up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We're lingering a little longer here and having some fun this week as we make our picks. He's a little underwater on his picks. I'm a little overwater this year, but certainly neither one of us any good last week in week 10. We're now into week 11, getting ready for Turkey. Christian's going to join me next week on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation and our friends at Jiffy Lube. A multi-care. We are going to be doing the show at Pappas in Parkville, which is near to both of our homes in the northeast side of Baltimore. So Christian Horton from Hollywood Casino will join us for you ever had a Pappas crab cake?
I have not.
Well, you're going to have one on Tuesday. I mean, it's, you know, it's not clams or any of that New England chowder, but we'll get you proper Greek salad over there and do it. Man, I've been in great crab cake company here. I mean, I have such beautiful sponsors, but I went from Fadley's to Costas, and that crab cake was delicious. You know, I brought it home. It was delicious. I'm having Pappas, Coco's, Gertrude's, Hollywood Casino, State Fair. And I'm going back to Fadley. I mean, I'm going all over the place this month. So hopefully when I see you next Tuesday, we will be talking about the mini buy and the Ravens taking care of business against Cincinnati on Thursday night. I've waited to the end to pick this one. I could probably edit it out for, you know, if I pick it the wrong way, but I'm taking Cincinnati. I have 3.5 to make me laugh on this one. I think the half means a lot. I think it's a close football game. I think the Bengals are playing better. Even though they gave the game away last week, they're playing a lot better. They made mistakes that gave the game away. The Ravens are going to try to be that kind of defensive team this week. These games are so awful. They shouldn't play them. The players aren't prepared. The coaches aren't prepared. The fans aren't prepared. Cable television even isn't even prepared for it. The games are always so sloppy, and these teams know each other. And I don't think anybody's going to cash in and go down 13 points and quit, not on a Thursday night. But I know there are Raven guys. Roquan Smith played 78 snaps. Patrick Queen played 78 snaps on Sunday. Fourth quarter of this thing is going to be sloppy, and I think it's going to be close. And that's and close means I'll take Cincinnati and 3.5 points on Thursday night.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I like Cincinnati with the 3.5 for sure. Like you said, they gave the game away last week, and they played a tough Houston team. But the Ravens, how they lost the game, especially against the Browns, it was disappointing. I didn't see that coming, especially from their defense. They let up a lot of big plays, and Lamar, you know, just kind of fit it out at the end. So, yeah, I like Cincinnati with the points here.
All right, well, Our picks are in. You can find Christian Orton at the Sportsbook up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. You can find us together at Pappas next Tuesday from 2 until 5 in Parkville. We're going to be at the original homestead for Pappas as well. And just great conversations all the way through from Fadley's last week to our stay at Costas earlier this week. We did some leukemia education as well as some real high school education. Next week, we'll have some great guests at Pappas, including Christian as well. Hey, man, good luck to you this week. I mean, you got Rams, Tampa, Raiders in Jacksonville. That's where you can make your coin on me here. So good luck to you taking all of those points, loading up on the points on Sunday. I'll see you on Tuesday, brother.
All right. See you then.
Christian Orton joining us here. I didn't even get my freebie this week. He couldn't even pick New England. I didn't even get a handout this week. You can find all of our picks up at BaltimorePositive.com each and every week and find us out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, especially on the 1st of December on Friday afternoon. We're going to be up there before the Maryland-Indiana game, before Petticoat Junction at Hollywood Casino. Stay with us. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.